Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen moderators, John Hughes here before you tonight, the second debate this weekend, to affirm to you what I believe in all my heart to be the truth of God's Word. Not quite as many people last night as it was last night, but we're glad for those who showed up to study God's Word. You're being commended, you are to be commended for showing up because your presence here shows your sincerity in studying God's Word. The proposition tonight before us says the Scriptures teach that in order for baptism to be valid, the name of Jesus must be invoked orally by the baptizer. Now again tonight is my job first to define the terms of my proposition, then to set forth arguments to prove the proposition to be so. So by way of definition, when I say the Scriptures, I mean the 66 books of the Bible. By decommunitate, structure, and form. In order form means with the result too. Baptism is immersion for the remission of sin. Valid means acceptable or binding. Name is the word by which a person is called. The name Jesus is the name of the Lord, Acts 9 and 5, the Lord Jesus Christ. Must be means it's essential. It's not an option. And invoked orally means orally pronounced, verbally expressed by the baptizer, is an administrator of baptism. Start number two. We want to clarify, first of all, what the real issue is tonight. The issue tonight is not whether baptism saves us. 1 Peter 3 and 21 tells us that baptism does also not save us. Me and Mr. Donahue agree that baptism does save us. The issue tonight is not immersion. Romans 6, 3, and 4. We agree that baptism is by immersion. The issue tonight is not remission of sin. Acts 22 and 16. Arise and be baptized. Wash away thy sins. We agree that baptism is for the remission of sin. Now pay careful attention here. The issue is not whether we should baptize in the name of Jesus. Acts 2:38. We agree that you should baptize in the name of Jesus. Move this up just a little bit. The issue is how to perform baptism in the name of Jesus. Now, Pat Donahue believes that in the name means by the authority with no verbal reference to his name. Whereas I believe that in the name means naming, calling, or calling upon the name, and that is when we baptize in the name of Jesus, we must invoke or call upon the name. Very simply, tonight, what I believe the proposition is that when you got baptized, if you did not have the name of Jesus invoked over you, you did not receive remission of sins. Now, before we get into these affirmative arguments, I'd like to answer the questions that Mr. Donahue has asked me. Number one, does the New Testament teach that healing was to be done in the name of Jesus? Yes or no? I mark no, not specifically. But elders are to anoint with oil in the name of the Lord, James 5:14. Was the name Jesus, was Jesus' name invoked orally every time that a healing took place in the New Testament? The answer is no. For example, the raising of Lazarus, the name of Jesus was not invoked. At the raising of Dorcas, the name of Jesus was not invoked. Number two, does Colossians 3:17 teach that whatever we do in word or deed, we must orally invoke the name of Jesus when we do it in every case? For example, when mother makes lunch for husband or changes the diaper, I've marked yes, giving thanks unto God and the Father. Amos 9:12 is teaching that the heathen would be called by what name? I've marked the box Jesus. And in the original Hebrew it says, upon whom my name is called. Cross-reference of Acts 15:17. Number four, this John Hughes states, I quote from an advertisement for a documentary about Charles Manson. What goes on inside the criminal mind? How does a pathological liar instill loyalty so deep that followers willingly, happily murder in his name? What does this quote mean? He had three choices. I marked the last choice and said, we're not debating Charles Manson. We're debating Scripture. Number five, does she believe that the phrase, in the name of Jesus Christ, means that the baptizer must say, I baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ, and since the phrase, in the name of Jesus Christ, also modifies the command, repent, in Acts 2:38, then do you also believe that the baptizer or the person being baptized must orally invoke the name of Jesus in connection with repentance? For example, the preacher says, you hereby repent in the name of Jesus. I marked yes, but I put a note on it. It says, the one who repents calls upon the name of Jesus, Acts 2 and 21. Now, get the questions that I asked Mr. Donahue. Number one, in Luke 9:49, how did John know that the stranger cast out demons in Jesus' name? And why did he forbid him? His answer to the first one is, I don't know, because the text does not say. We're going to examine this a little bit further. B, he says, why did they forbid him? Because he follows not with us. Number two, in Zechariah 13 and 3, did the false prophet speak lies by the authority of Jehovah? He says no. Number three, Acts 15:17 refers to the name of the Lord being called over Gentiles. When did or does this calling take place? Because the text does not say for sure, but in light of Amos 9 as well, it would have to be a name they were called by. Therefore, I think it is Christian. In 1 Corinthians 1:13, how do the Corinthians distinguish baptism in the name of Paul from baptism in the name of Jesus? He said by whose authority they were baptized. But ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have to invoke a name when you baptize, there's no way of telling the difference. Immersion is immersion. Number five, in Acts 22:16, which did Ananias command Saul to do? A, get baptized, or B, go baptized. A, get your sins washed away, or B, go wash away someone else's sins. He's marked A, get or be baptized. A, get your sins washed away. Chart number one. Chart number three, excuse me. We want to take you, first of all, to the Great Commission, found in the Synoptic Gospels. Mark 16:15-17 says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out demons, and he goes on to list the rest of the signs. Matthew 28:19 says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Luke 24:47 says, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. So we see that the Great Commission is given in a name. And it is given in a singular name. Mark 16:17 says, in my name. Matthew 28:19 says, baptizing them in the name. Luke 24:47 says, remission of sins should be preached in his name. This is one singular name which should be preached. This word preach is caruso, which means to herald, proclaim, or publish. Psalms 24:27-84. Chart number four.
What was the last number that we
got? That's chart number three.
Sorry about that.
Chart number four. Now we want to examine one of the scriptures a little more closely. Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. We want you to notice that it says baptizing them in the name, a singular name, of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, a prepositional phrase which modifies the singular word name. What is the name of the Son? Matthew 1:21. And ye shall bring forth the Son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. I'm sure all of us agree that the name of the Son is Jesus. What is the name of the Father? John 17:6. Jesus prayed to the Father in the days of his flesh and said, I have manifested thy name, the Father's name, unto the men. Now, if the name of the Son is Jesus, and if the Son manifested the Father's name, that means the Father's name is Jesus. And the name of the Holy Ghost, John 14:26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. The Holy Ghost is sent in Jesus' name, and in Philippians 1:19, the Apostle Paul refers to the Holy Ghost as the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. So the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost is Jesus. Chart number five. Now we want to examine, what does the phrase, in the name of mean? What exactly does it mean to baptize in the name of Jesus? We want you to notice that in the name does not mean by the authority. Jeremiah 27:15, for I have not sent them, saith the Lord, yet they prophesy a lie in my name. Now, Mr. Donahue would have this to read, for I have not sent them, saith the Lord, yet they prophesy a lie by my authority. But notice, in the name cannot mean by my authority, number one, because the Lord said he did not send them. And number two, God would not authorize a lie. Jeremiah 29:21, which prophesy a lie unto you in my name. It does not mean which prophesy a lie unto you by my authority. It means which prophesy a lie unto you while calling on my name. That is, a prophesy a lie while calling on the name of Jehovah. Jeremiah 14:14. Then the Lord said unto me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. It does not mean they prophesy lies by my authority. Now, it will not be enough for him to get up here and say, well, they just pretended to prophesy in his name. No, that's not what it said. The Lord said the prophets prophesy lies in my name. That does not mean they prophesy lies by authority. It means they prophesy lies while calling upon the name of Jehovah. Jeremiah 29:23, and have spoken lying words in my name. Again, it does not mean by my authority. Micah 4:5, for all people will walk everyone in the name of his God. It does not mean everyone will walk by the authority of his God. The apostle Paul said an idol is nothing. Now how can a false God that does not exist give any authority? It has no authority. It does not exist. This means that they would walk while calling upon the name of their false God. Zechariah 13:3. For thou speakest lies in the name of the Lord. Mr. Donahue has already admitted in my question number two that in the name does not mean by the authority. Because I asked in Zechariah 13:3, does the false prophet speak lies by the authority of Jehovah? And he answered it, no. Mark 13:6, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. It does not mean, for many shall come by my authority, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. It means they will come using my name.
Mark 6.
We want to look at a consistent use of in the name and in my name. Let's be consistent with it. Receiving. Mark 9:37. Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name. Thou art indeed reflected on page 5:3 translated. Receive a child when my name is confessed. False prophets, Mark 13:6. For many shall come in my name, say, I am he, and shall deceive many. That's from Nestle's Greek text. Thou art in English, page 573. They shall come using my name, casting out demons. Luke 9:49. And John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and we forbade him because he followed not with us. Now let me ask you a question. How did John know that this stranger was casting out demons in Jesus' name? You know and I know that it means he saw him casting out demons while invoking the name of Jesus. Preaching, Acts 5:28. Did not we straightly command you that you should not teach in this name? Now, how do they know what name they were teaching in if the name was not invoked or confessed? Prayer, John 15:16. Whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name. Thou art in Jesus, page 572. Ask the Father using my name. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me ask you a question. Is there ever a time when you pray in the name of Jesus that you do not invoke the name of Jesus? Now, last night when we opened up the debate, Mr. Dennis Harrow prayed for the opening of the debate. And at the very end of his prayer, he said, in the name of Jesus we pray. At the very end of the debate, Mr. Wayne Grayson closed with the prayer. At the very end of the prayer, he said, in the name of Jesus we pray. And I wrote it down both times. And then before this one, Mr. Wayne Grayson prayed before the debate. And he said, in Jesus' name, amen. You know and I know that when you pray in the name of Jesus, you invoke the name of Jesus in your prayer. Healing, James 5:14, says, anointing with oil in the name of the Lord. Thou art in English, page 572. Elders are to anoint with oil while calling on the name of the Lord. Being bold, Acts 9:27, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. This refers to Saul actually speaking the name. Thanksgiving, Ephesians 5:20. Giving thanks always for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Battle of Hardy Demons, page 572. To thank God while naming the name of Jesus. Gather together, Matthew 18:20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name. Battle of Hardy Demons, page 572. Two or three gathered together while naming or calling on my name. Let me ask you another question. Is there ever a time when you assemble in this building in the name of Jesus that you do not invoke the name of Jesus? You know that that is not the way it happens, and you know that I know that's not what happens. When you gather together in the name of Jesus, you gather together and you invoke the name of Jesus. Consistent use shows that in the name means calling the name. Thus, when we baptize in the name of Jesus, we must call on the name of Jesus. What's my time? Number 7. Old Testament uses them in the name. Speak or prophesy, Exodus 5:1. And afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus saith Jehovah God of Israel. Then Moses talking to the Lord in Exodus 5:23, said, for I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name. Now when Moses spoke in thy name, or in the name of Jehovah, the name Jehovah was actually spoken. Swearing, 1 Samuel 20:42, and Jonathan said to David, go in peace, for as much as we have sworn both of us, in the name of Jehovah, saying, Jehovah be between my seed and thy seed. When they swore in the name of Jehovah, the name of Jehovah was actually spoken. Servants sit in David's name, 1 Samuel 25:9-10. And when David's young men came, they spake to Nabal according to all the words in the name of David and ceased. And Nabal answered David's servant and said, who is David? Now it won't be enough for him to get up here and say, well, the text doesn't tell us what was said. Well, how would Nabal know that they spoke in David's name? If they did not invoke the name David. Where would the phrase, who is David, come from if they had not spoken the name David? So to speak in David's name, he was to invoke the name of David. Letters sent in Ahab's name, 1 Kings 21:8. And so she wrote letters in Ahab's name and filled them with a seal. This does not mean that they were sent by Ahab's authority, because Ahab didn't know anything about it. Hebrew authorities, Coral and Bumgarner, page 983. In the name of Jehovah means calling the name. Ground Driver and Briggs, page 1048. In the name of Jehovah means to call with, that is, use the name of Jehovah in worship. Chart number 8. So in the name means to call the name. Now would you turn your attention to James chapter 2 and verse 7, which says, do not they blaspheme that worthy name by the which you are called. The Greek text says, do they not blaspheme the good name which was called upon you. Now let's examine this text and see what it teaches. It teaches, first of all, that believers had a name called upon them. Do not they blaspheme the good name called upon you. Number one, the tense of the word call, which is perfect in aorist, shows this calling took place at one particular time. Number two, this was not a habitual calling, or the imperfect tense would have been used. Blaster from their funk grammar of the Greek New Testament, page 171 to 176. This was not a name that was called over them day by day by day by day. So this rules out the name Christian. This was a name that was called over them at one particular time. So the good name is not the name Christian. So what thing was the name? Acts 15:17. And all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord. It is the name of the Lord that was called upon them. The name of the Lord was called upon them. Acts 9:5. The Lord said, I am Jesus. The name of the Lord is Jesus. It was the name of Jesus called upon believers. And number three, this word upon in the Greek is epe. Thou art in Hebrews, page 288, says the word epe means a person over which something is done. Speak the name of Jesus over someone. See, when did this calling take place? Number one, Acts 22 and 16, be baptized, calling on the name of the Lord. Hey, the name of Jesus is called over the one baptized. Now, this is not a fly-by-night interpretation of James 2 and 7. This is not something I just pulled out of a hat. Notice, James 2 and 7 in the Amplified Bible says, is it not they who slander and blaspheme that precious name by which you are distinguished and called? The name of Christ invoked in baptism. And then your own brother, Dr. Guyon Wood of the Church of Christ, in his commentary on James, says it is literally which is called upon you. The verb called is from the Greek word epikaleo, aorist passive participle, and signifies to assign a name to place a name upon. This name was most surely that of Christ pronounced upon us in baptism. James, Guyon Wood's Gospel Advocate Publishing, page 117. So, in our first affirmative argument, we have shown that in the name of does not mean by the authority. We have shown you that in the name of consistently means to call upon the name. Thus, when we baptize in the name of Jesus, we must baptize while calling upon the name of Jesus. And we have shown from James chapter 2 and verse 7, Acts 15 and 17, that the believers had the name of Jesus called upon them. It was called upon them in baptism. Your own brother agreed with my position. What's my time?
Two more minutes.
Chart number 9. Now we're going to take you to the original Greek language. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38 says, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and he shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. What does the phrase in the name of mean? It's not enough to go to a modern day 20th century dictionary to get what the definition of in the name is. If you go to a 20th century dictionary and look up baptism, it says in sprinkling. So you've got to go to the Greek lexicon. Thou art in English, page 288. The formula, in the name, used with many verbs, probably means in connection with or by the use of naming, calling out, calling upon the name, Acts 2:38. Thou art in English, page 573. When someone's name is mentioned or called upon, mentioning someone's name. F.F. Bruce, page 98. The baptism indeed was doubly associated with the name of Jesus Christ as the baptizer, also named it over the person baptized. Ernest Hankin, page 184. Luke presupposes the form of baptism practiced in his own community. The name Jesus Christ is pronounced over the candidate. Heidemuller, Denomination, page 127. The phrase baptized in and as has the name gives a description of the process of baptism. They indicate that the baptism took place during the naming of the name of Jesus. And I just happen to agree with Jackson and Lake, The Beginning of Christianity, volume 5, page 124. A convert knew perfectly well when he said that he had been baptized in the name of Jesus, he meant someone had said, I baptize you in the name of Jesus, or something similar. Now, Pat, I want you to come up here, and I want you to deal with every argument that I've made in my first sermon speech. Don't do it just as fresh as you did last night, unless you're second, read it third. It's best if you'll deal with every argument in your speech that follows my speech. If you've got the truth, I want to accept it. But if I've got the truth, I want you to accept mine. Thank you.